And Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them. Ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness shalt thou judge thy neighbor. For I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. And Moses was very wroth, and said unto the Lord, Respect not thou their offering. I have not taken one ass from them, neither have I hurt one of them. Ye shall not respect persons in judgment, but ye shall hear the small as well as the great. Ye shall not be afraid of the face of man, for the judgment is God's, and the cause that is too hard for you, bring it unto me, and I will hear it. Thou shalt not wrest judgment. Thou shalt not respect persons, neither take a gift, for a gift doth blind the eyes of the wise, and pervert the words of the righteous. For we must needs die, and are as water spilt on the ground which cannot be gathered up again. Neither doth God respect any person, yet doth he devise means, that his banished be not expelled from him. Yet have thou respect unto the prayer of thy servant, and to his supplication, O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry and to the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee today. And the Lord was gracious unto them, and had compassion on them, and had respect unto them because of his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and would not destroy them, neither cast he them from his presence as yet. Have respect, therefore, to the prayer of thy servant, and to his supplication, O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry and the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee. Wherefore now let the fear of the Lord be upon you. Take heed and do it, for there is no iniquity with the Lord our God, nor respect of persons, nor taking of gifts. Have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will meditate in thy precepts, and have respect unto thy ways. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. These things also belong to the wise. It is not good to have respect of persons in judgment. To have respect of persons is not good. For a piece of bread that man will transgress. At that day shall a man look to his Maker, and his eyes shall have respect to the Holy One of Israel. And he shall not look to the altars, the work of his hands, neither shall respect that which his fingers have made, either the groves or the images. Ye made also a ditch between the two walls for the water of the old pool. But ye have not looked unto the Maker thereof, neither had respect unto him that fashioned it long ago. For there is no respect of persons with God. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect, by reason of the glory that excelleth. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing threatening, knowing that your Master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Let no man therefore judge you in meat, or in drink, or in respect of an holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. And ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, Sit thou here in a good place. And say to the poor, Stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool. But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin, and are convinced of the law as transgressors. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear.